Today's way, number 49, deals with organizing what you've learned and making it available for you to use. The obvious question before we start is, why is there a number 49 of the 48 ways and a number 50, which we'll finish with tomorrow? There isn't one accepted explanation. In the eras before printing, texts of Torah were passed down as handwritten documents from one scribe to the other. If a scribe wrote his own addition to a particular 48 way, it could potentially be copied by the next scribe and the next one. Once it became part of the text, later copiers wouldn't know that it was an addition rather than one of the 48 ways. Reb Noach thought that could have happened with number 5, awe, and number 6, fear, since awe is a higher level of fear of God. Another possibility would be number 33, love righteousness, and number 34, love the straight path. The straight path is a higher level of loving righteousness. A more Kabbalistic possibility would be based on the fact that there are 50 levels of wisdom, but only God has the 50th level. Moshe, the wisest man who ever lived, was on the 49th level. After the 48 ways, number 49 tells you how to use all the previous 48 ways to take your wisdom to the 49th level. Way number 50, say an idea in the name of the one who said it, teaches you that all the ideas you've heard in the previous 48 ways are really from God's wisdom, which is the 50th level. Way number 49 deals with an issue that is relevant to all the 48 ways. How do you remember and make use of such a large amount of information? As we've mentioned before, Reb Noach used to say that when the non-Jewish world finds even one of the 48 ways, they make a movement out of it. We demonstrated that with transcendental meditation, neuro-linguistic programming, and the Anthony Robbins Firewalk, which are just taking aspects of number 9 of the 48 ways, purity. So how do you keep track of all the powerful ideas contained in all the ways? This is a problem for anyone who starts being serious with his or her Torah learning. There is so much to remember, and we are constantly learning and forgetting. There are many different forms of Torah, Jewish law, Talmud, philosophical books, Chumash, Tanakh, Midrash, all with important ideas about living on every page. How do we keep it all in our mind and then have it to use when we come up to the situation in our lives where we need to make use of the Torah's wisdom? This way divides the process of holding on to and making use of what you learn into three parts. First, organize what you learn, then work on holding on to it, then direct what you learn to use it in living. To show how this process works, we're going to use the 48 ways that we've just spent the past 10 weeks learning. The first step to organizing what you learn is to review it, summarize it, and fix it in your mind. I suggest you go back to the ways you first learned. Listen to them again. For each one, write out 5 ideas that you learned. For instance, way number 1 is B'Talmud, constant study. It teaches, 1, whatever you choose to do in life, you choose it because of what your mind told you. 2, your mind has all the wisdom in the world, programmed from when you were in the womb, but you forgot it at birth and need to recover it. 3, you recover that wisdom through education and experiences, but especially the Torah learning that you do. 4, your ability to use your innate wisdom will depend on how much Torah information you were able to learn. 5, don't leave what you learn to chance. Make a plan to learn what will help you the most and maximize the amount of learning time you have in your day. Take those 5 ideas and write them down in a book or tablet that you can review periodically. Do that for all the other 48 ways. This method applies to other things you learn, not just 48 ways. Put it in your own words in a way you can relate to it and write it down so you can review it. But it isn't enough to put down ideas that mean something to you. You need to have them organized in networks. A network is a set of chapter headings, like the table of contents of a book. Under each chapter, you can put related information. The 48 ways is a network for keeping some of the most important ideas about life and personal growth. Each way is only a few words, constant study, listening with the ears, speaking out, but carries with it a connection to many ideas. Other Judaism networks are constant mitzvahs, the 5 levels of pleasure, the 613 mitzvot, and Pirkei Avot. Knowing the Chumash Parsha by Parsha is another network. The Mishnah is a network for the information in the Talmud. A creative person can create his or own networks. Keep a book with realizations about love and marriage, about business, about helping the Jewish people. Even when you have your learning organized, you have to work to hold on to it. The time-honored way in Judaism to keep your learning was to memorize it. The sages and their disciples knew all the Chumash and Tanakh by heart and vast amounts of the information that was later written down in the Talmud. We are far from the ability and commitment to do that, but at least we can think of memorizing a network like the 48 ways. Write down a review of each 48 way, memorize the 50 short terms that make up the network, and review it often. You will have some of the most powerful ideas about life at your fingertips. Networks and information we don't memorize can still be reviewed frequently. We do the Chumash every year in the shul. We can review Pirkei Avot, which is in every Siddur, in the 6 weeks between Pesach and Shavuot. The purpose of all this is to use your learning when you need it. For instance, if I want to make a time to think over what I'm living for, I can go through my networks. What information do I have for answering the question? From 48 ways, I can find information about it from number 2, listening, number 4, the understanding of the heart, number 7, humbleness, number 10, serving the wise man, number 23, a good heart, number 31, love the place, number 33, love righteousness. If I want to think out how to help my teenager develop or my friend deal with his problems, I can look at the 48 ways on working with people, number 39 to 42. If I want to improve my own learning, I can look at number 1 of the 48 ways, constant study, and the learning techniques of number 43 through number 48. My teacher, Rabbi Noach Weinberg, taught that learning the Torah in order to know and fulfill God's instructions for living was learning for the sake of God. And Rabbi Meir said, whoever learns Torah for the sake of God merits many things. Furthermore, the entire world is worthwhile for his sake alone. He is called friend, beloved, he loves the omnipresent, he loves his creatures, he gladdens the omnipresent, he gladdens his creatures. His Torah clothes him in humility and fear of God. It makes him fit to be righteous, devout, fair, and faithful. It moves him away from sin and draws him near to merit. From him, people enjoy counsel and wisdom, understanding and strength. The Torah gives him kingship and dominion and analytical judgment. The secrets of the Torah are revealed to him. He becomes like a steadily strengthening fountain and like an unceasing river. He becomes modest, patient, and forgiving of insult to himself. The Torah makes him great and exalts him above all things. May we all be able to use our Torah and access the power and blessings that come from learning for the sake of God.